Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
Hey there, Mr. Vern. I have a question for you, sir. Why wasn't Cags or Carter in the lineup yesterday? I'll take your answer off the air.
Instead of Mike Yastrzemski, instead of Salvi, who did we want to replace?
Now I feel like instead a caller because I got to look. No, I know. I get it.
Well, those are the three options, right field, first base, or DH, occupied by Yastrzemski, Salvi, and Vinny. So take your pick of which one of those guys we're replacing.
I would say Yastrzemski. But I know that you're going to give me numbers as to why he's been better than both of those and deserves to be in that lineup more than both of them. So,
23rd game yesterday as the Royals' leadoff hitter. His OPS is 921. Yastrzemski breaks up the no-hitter in the fourth inning. Twins were just better yesterday. Bailey Ober was better than Michael Lorenzen. Their execution on the base paths was better than your execution defensively. Yesterday was one of those games where if it's April, May, June, July, or August, you tip your cap and you move on. But when there's only 19 games to go, you feel as if you need to make it a little bit more than what it was. And what it was a tough loss where the Twins were just better, and Royals need to forget about it and get back in the winning column tonight.
You know, Vern, I don't normally do this to you, but I'm going to do this to you anyway. Tell me how I'm supposed to feel about this team, because I don't think I'm the only one that has that question about how we're supposed to feel about this team. And what I mean by that is two games back, not overpowering at all to get back into, you know, into the wild card position. You got the Texas Rangers ahead of you right now, but it just feels like there's just something missing there. Tell me how I'm supposed to feel, my man.
Yeah. As far as something missing, it's Cole Ragans and Chris Bubich and lately Bobby Witt Jr. So yeah, that has anyone concerned. And Bobby takes the flight last night. We'll see how he's feeling today. Hopefully the back spasms have subsided and you can get the great number 7 back in the lineup. As far as how to feel, lately it seems to me as if there's way too many Kansas City sports fans that are consistently laying this ultimatum at the feet of the Royals of win this game or I'm done. Win this game or I'm admitting that you can make the playoffs and I'm turning all my attention to the Chiefs. It's almost as if way too many Kansas City sports fans are like holding this gun at the head of the Royals saying, I'm going to pull it. I'm going to pull it and be done with you. And you've been saying it for 3 weeks. So how about set the gun down? You have 19 games to go. You are a big league city, right? You can handle having a really good football team with Super Bowl expectations and a good baseball team that still has postseason expectations. As far as how you should feel about it is, in my opinion, show up every single night, hoping for the best. But if you're setting yourself up for if they fall short of the postseason, then my heart's going to be broken. I don't know how you can be there after 143 games this season. It's a good team. It's not a great team. It's obviously not a division championship team. But if you can get into the dance, you have the capabilities of being a hot team. And being a hot team in October can lead you all the way to the World Series, right? Bobby's going to be back. Cole Ragans, if you saw what he did yesterday, mm-hmm. He looks like he's ready to come back. I'd like to see him against the Phillies. I don't think he needs another rehab start, even if it's only 4 innings. If he has to serve more as an opener and then hand things off to a Michael Lorenzen, I'd be perfectly fine with that. Hunter Harvey, Steven Cruz can be reinforcements in that bullpen. You saw the great at-bats as Dusty brings up Jack Caglione and Carter Jensen yesterday in the ninth inning. So if you can just get in there, everything that's happened over the past 6 months is erased. The disappointing month of June, the falling short of winning the division title. Suddenly everybody's 0-0. You'll likely be facing the Houston Astros for 3 games in the juice box down in H-Town. You'll be the large underdogs. You'll have nothing to lose, and you'll have Bobby Witt Jr. on your side. So it should be a lot of fun if they can get there. It's not going to be easy, and it starts tonight in Cleveland. So as far as how to feel, to me, that really comes back to what type of a sports fan are you? Are you one that remembers a time in which the 8th of September was all about football? Football and only football. Well, you have your wish, right? You less than 3 weeks left in the Major League Baseball season. The Royals are still in it. Mm-hmm. Matt Quatrero has a chance to become just the 4th manager in franchise history to take this team to the postseason in back-to-back years to go along with everything that Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are doing. Throwing in everything else, and it's maybe the best time to be alive in Kansas City.
Yeah, you look at the wild card standings, and I know that we do this a lot. Maybe it's not good for my mental health, but Texas a game and a half behind Seattle. You're 2 games behind Seattle. And those Guardians that you play this week for 3 games, they're just a half game behind the Royals, sitting 2.5 behind Seattle. Before that big series comes up in about a week from now against the Mariners, mm-hmm. you kind of want to be, I guess, a little bit closer than 2, so that makes this series against, and I know every series is huge and wins are wins when you get into this part of the season, but what do you need to do against this Cleveland team where you're throwing out maybe 2 inexperienced starters in the season, and then you get Michael Wacha on the 3rd game?
Yeah, and then Steven Kolek, who all he's done is mm-hmm. throw quality start after quality start. So you look at the pitching matchup, and yeah, you certainly like Wacha in Game 3. I'll give Cleveland the advantage in the finale. But the 2 lefties coming up tomorrow night and Noah Cameron and Joey Cantillo, I'll lean towards our rookie and Noah Cameron. And tonight, Ryan Burgert. This guy's been outstanding. What do they need to do? They need to get Bobby Witt Jr. back. So it all starts there, right? It all starts with how Bob feels when he shows up to that terrible ballpark in that terrible city. Hopefully he's feeling good. So you need Bobby. It all starts there, or else we're back to where we were last year, where we're putting all the pressure on 3 bats. And instead of it being Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, it would be Michael, Vinny, and Salvi. You saw it yesterday. Those guys combined to go 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. That coupled with the fact that Bailey Ober was just really good. That's why you ended up losing that game. They need to win in Cleveland. They need to just play a quality brand of baseball. I mean, the thing that I'll be looking for, the reason why I was on with Cody and Gold like 4 weeks ago, and we're looking at the wild card standings, and they say, Vern, do you believe anybody in this race, the Royals are better than? And my answer was no. I think Cleveland, I think Texas, I think Seattle, I think they're all better than the Royals for different reasons. And the reason why I thought Cleveland was better is I thought they played with more of a reckless abandon. I thought they ran the bases with more confidence. I thought they attacked the game. Detroit attacks the game. Milwaukee attacks the game. The 2015 Kansas City Royals attack the game. They take the win. They put you on your heels right out of the gate. That's what I want to see from this team. I don't want to see, easing into the game, right? You saw it just a few days ago. When was that? Saturday's contest. They jump out to that 5-0 lead on Joe Ryan. And, it's not even just the 3-run home run from Salvi, but there was a sense in which the Royals' offense, every time it seemed as if they were done spanking the tail of the Minnesota Twins and the Twins were going to walk away, Royals bats would grab them. Go get back over here. I'm not done with you. Let me continue to hammer that backside. And that's what I want to see. Sure, you put up 1 crooked number. Stay relentless. Continue to grind those at-bats. That's what they did all afternoon on Sunday. Continue to take their walks, even though they're up by 5 or 6 runs. Really bury the opposition. I think that's the type of confidence boost this team could take into Philadelphia. Is go into Cleveland. At worst, you got to split the series. But most importantly, attack the game, right? Don't wait for Cleveland to give it to you. Because I hope nobody's going to give the playoff spot to the Royals, even though last year that's exactly what happened. The Royals fell ass backwards into that sixth and final American League playoff spot. That could easily happen again, as the Mariners have been gagging for about a month now. But to me, who's going to go take it? Royals have the ability to do it. It's just on them to go do it.
What do you make about Lugo? We asked Q last week if he was okay, seemed to think he was, and then he went on the DL the next day. How concerned are you?
Yeah, very concerned. We're talking about 2025, very concerned. You know, Seth Lugo, if you go back and you look at his history, dating back to right after he was drafted by the New York Mets, he underwent like a 12-hour back surgery and was bedridden for months. So it is certainly not something that you just brush aside when Seth Lugo's dealing with a back issue. I don't have a ton of confidence that he'll be back and back to his all-star form if and when he does return. As far as 2026 and the contract that he signed, I'm not really sweating that, and I don't think I'm going to sweat that until I hear or infer that the Royals are hesitant to spend money on X because they spent so much money on Seth Lugo. Until that contract is the reason why you're not spending more money, good for Lugo and his family. I'm glad they have a bunch more money. I'm glad that John Sherman signed him. So long-term concern, I'm not that worried about Seth Lugo. But for a team that we thought coming into the season was going to be led by its rotation, that obviously is no longer the case. And even if Cole Reagans comes back, you're not a team that's looking to its rotation to lead you in the postseason. To me, which is crazy to say with how bad this offense was for the first 100 games, if this team's going to October, if they're going to make noise in the postseason, it's going to be because of those bats. Yastrzemski and Michael, Bobby, Vinny, Salvi, Adam Frazier, Jack Caglione. Suddenly, to me, this Royals offense is going to be the reason why they fall short or the reason why we have another October to remember.
Last one, as we went too long, but I want to give it to you. Same gun that those Royals fans hold, gun to your head. What happens? Binkley wins the season-long betting the Royals make the playoffs?
Binkley wins.
Damn it. Yeah. All right, Vern. We'll hear you tonight, and we'll get ready for this series against Cleveland.
All right, talk Chiefs, guys.
Okay. We'll talk Chiefs on the other side here at 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.